Divine Krishna consciousness. But the general public, a devotee, should always be very kind in the matter of instructing Krishna consciousness, because that is the only solution for getting out of the clutches of Maya. That is really a humanitarian work, ought to show mercy to other people who need them very badly. The word Susushabhi Rataya, Susushabhi Rataya, that means a person who is faithfully engaged in serving the spiritual master, to give him personal service and all kinds of comforts to the spiritual master. He is also a bona fide candidate for taking this instruction. The word Bahijat Viragaya, B-A-H-I-R-J-A-T-A-V-I-R-A-G-A-Y-A, a person who has developed detachment from the external and internal propensities. Not only one is detached from things which are not connected in Krishna consciousness, but he should be internally also averse to the material way of life. Such person must be non-envious, means thinking welfare for all living entities, not only for the human beings, but for the living entities other than the human being. The word Suchaya, S-U-C-H-A-Y-E. Suchaya means one who is cleans both externally, internally. And to become actually cleansed externally, internally, is to chant the holy name of the Lord, Hare Krishna or Vishnu, constantly. For Diyate is also very significant. Diyate means should be offered. Offered by whom? Should be offered by the spiritual master. That means a spiritual master must not accept a disciple, one who is not qualified with these above qualifications. It means a spiritual master should not be professional for the matter of some monetary condition he should make a disciple. The spiritual, bona fide spiritual master must see the bona fide qualities of the person whom he is going to initiate. Unworthy person may not be initiated. In other words, the spiritual master should train his disciple in such a way that in future only the Supreme Personality of Godhead may be the dearmost pool of life. So in these two verses, the positive and negative sides of devotee are fully explained. One who has actually developed all these qualities means he is already elevated on the post of devotee, and if one has not developed all these qualities, that means still he has to fulfill the condition to become a perfect devotee. Text 43. Any person who hears with faith and attention all these instructions given by me. Number one, the Gopitri, the mother of Lord Gopila and wife of Padma Muni, became freed from all ignorance in the matter of devotional service and transcendental knowledge, and thus offered his obeisances unto the Lord, the author of the basic principles of the Sankha system of philosophy, which is the background of liberation. And then he satisfied him by the following prayer verses, but the system of philosophy enunciated by Lord Kapila before his mother is the background of being situated on the spiritual platform. Specific significance of the system of philosophy is stated herein as Siddha Bhumi, S-I-D-D-H-A-B-H-U-M-I, the background of salvation. People who are suffering in this material world are persons who are conditioned by the material energy. They can get easily freedom from such clutches by understanding the Sankha system of philosophy enunciated by Lord Kapila. One who understands the system of philosophy can immediately become free, even though one is situated in this material world. That stage is called Jivan Mukta, J-I-V-A-N-M-U-K-T-I. Jivan Mukti means one is liberated even though one stays with this material body. So that happened to Devahuti, mother of Lord Kapila. She therefore satisfied the Lord by prayer offered by her. In other words, anyone who understands these basic principles of the system of Sankha philosophy for being elevated in devotional service and become fully Krishna conscious person are also considered as liberated even within this material world. Text number 2, Sri Mati Devahuti said, even Brahma, who is said to be unborn on account of his being born out of the lotus flower grown from your abdomen while lying down in the ocean at the bottom of the universe, and your body is the source of unlimited universes. And Brahma simply meditated upon you. But Brahma's another name is Ajo, or unborn. Unborn means because whenever we think of anybody's birth, there must be material father and mother, and then one is born. But Brahma, being the first living creature within this universe, he was born directly out of the body of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, known as Garbhuna Kakshai Vishnu, the Vishnu form, which is lying down on the bottom ocean of the universe. And the idea is that Devahuti wanted to impress upon the Lord that Brahma, who has created this universe, when it's directly born out of your abdomen, still he could not see you. He simply meditated upon you as you are the seed of all creation. So although Brahma was directly born from you, still he had to perform many years of meditation to understand you, and still he could not see you directly face to face. Why he could not see? That is explained that because your body was lying within the vast water at the bottom of the universe. As such, you are known as the Garbhodakshai Vishnu, GARBHODAKSHAI VISHNU. And what is the nature of that gigantic body is also explained in this verse, that that body is transcendental, without any material touch, because from that body the material manifestation has come out. So that body existed before the material creation was possible. Therefore, one cannot accept the body, transcendental body of the Vishnu, as anything made of material things. That body of Vishnu is the source of all other living entities, as well as the material nature, which is supposed to be the energy of that Supreme Personality of Godhead, and you are the background of the material manifestation and all creative energy. Therefore, your process of delivering me from the clutches of Maya by explaining the system of Sankha philosophy is not very much astonishing, but your taking birth within my abdomen, that is wonderful, because you are the source of all creation, and you have so kindly born as my child. That is the most wonderful thing. Your body is the source of all the universes, and still you put your body within the abdomen of a common woman like me. That is most astonishing. Text 3. My dear Lord, although you have nothing to do personally, you have distributed your energies by interaction of the material modes of nature, and for that reason there is creation, maintenance, and dissolution of the cosmic manifestation. My dear Lord, you are self-determined and the Supreme Personality of Godhead of all living entities. but then you if you create this material manifestation, and although you are one, your diverse energies can act multifariously, which is inconceivable by us. The statement has made in this verse by Devahuti is confirmed in the Upanishad, that the Absolute Truth has many diverse energy, and he has nothing to act personally. There is nobody greater than him, nor on the equal level of him, and everything is done so nicely by his energy, as if by nature everything is complete. Therefore, it is said here that the different modes of material nature is entrusted to different manifestations like Brahma, Vishnu, and Shiva. Each one of them is particularly invested with different kinds of power. But you are completely aloof from such activities. And although you are not personally acting anything, your determination is absolute. There is no question of fulfilling your determination with the help of anyone else besides yourself, because you are at the end the supreme soul and the supreme controller. Therefore, your determination cannot be checked by anyone else. You can check others' determination. As it is said, man proposes, God disposes. But when the Supreme Personality of Godhead proposes, there is nobody else disposing. He is absolute. We are dependent for fulfilling our desires. Therefore, we cannot say that God's desires are also dependent. That is his inconceivable power. Things which may be inconceivable by ordinary living entities is possible to be easily done by him. In spite of his becoming unlimited, he is subjected to be known from the authoritative scripture like many literature. As it is said, Shabda Mulatya, S-A-V-T-A-M-U-L-A-T-W-A-T. Shabda Mulatya means he can be known through the Shabda Brahma or Vedic literature. And why the creation is made? Because he is the supreme personality of Godhead for all living entities. The living entities who want to enjoy or lord over the material nature, for them this material manifestation is created, and as Supreme Personality of Godhead, he arranges for fulfilling the different kinds of desires. It is confirmed also in the Vedas that Ekam Bahunam Vidadati Kama, Ekam 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 bahunam vidhadati kaman. The Supreme One supplies the necessities of different living entities. There is no limit of the demands of different kinds of living entities. And the Supreme One, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, alone maintains them and supplies them by inconceivable energy. Text number 4. That Supreme Personality of Godhead as you are, you have taken birth in my abdomen, O my Lord. How it is possible for the Supreme One who has in his belly all the cosmic manifestation? The answer is that it is possible because at the end of millennium you lie down on the leaf of banyan tree and just like a small baby you lick up the toe of your lotus feet. But at the time of dissolution, the Lord sometimes appear as a small baby lying on the leaf of a banyan tree and floats on the devastating water. For Devahuti suggests that your lying down within the abdomen of a common woman like me is not very much astonishing, because what to speak of the abdomen, you can lie down on the leaf of a banyan tree and float on the devastation water as a small baby. Therefore, it is not very wonderful to lie down in the abdomen of my body. In other words, you teach us that those who are very much fond of children within this material world and therefore enters into marriage tie to enjoy the life of family with children, they can also have the Supreme Personality of Godhead as their child, and the Lord can appear as their son. And the most wonderful thing is that the Lord himself licks up the toe of his leg, because all the great sages and devotees, they apply all energy and all activities in the service of the lotus feet. So there must be something transcendental pleasure on the toe of the lotus feet of the Lord. Therefore, the Lord also licks up the toe to test how much nectarine there is, as the devotees take pleasure out of that. Sometimes the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself wonders as to how much transcendental pleasure is within him, so that the devotees test them so nicely. And as such, in order to test his own potency, sometimes the Lord takes the position of the body to test himself. This is Lord Chaitanya. Krishna himself, but he appeared as a devotee to test the sweetness of transcendental mellow in himself as it was tasted by Srimati Radharani, the greatest of all devotees. Text number 5, translation. Otherwise, my dear Lord, you have assumed this body in order to diminish the sinful persons, sinful activities, and to enrich their knowledge in the matter of devotion and liberation, because they are dependent on your direction. As such, as you assume by your own will the incarnation like poor and others, similarly you have appeared in order to distribute transcendental knowledge to your dependents. But in the previous verses, the general transcendental qualities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead are described. Now, in this verse, the specific purpose of Lord's appearance is also described. The Lord, by his different energies, as it is described above, bestows different kinds of bodies to different kinds of living entities conditioned by their propensity to lording over the material nature. But in course of time, they degrade so much that they require enlightenment. Therefore, as it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, whenever there is discrepancy in the discharge of real purpose of this material existence, the Lord appears as descent. Similarly, form as Kapila is meant for directing fallen souls and to enrich them with knowledge and devotion for going back to Godhead and back to home. As there are many descents of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, like the poor, the fleas, the tortoise, and half man, half lion, and so many others. Similarly, Lord Gopindev is also one of the incarnations of God. He was confirmed herein by his man. In other words, it is to be accepted herein that Lord Gopindev appeared on the surface of the earth on account of giving transcendental knowledge to the misguided conditioned soul, and thereby enrich their knowledge. Text number 6, translation. What to speak of spiritual advancement of such persons who see the Supreme Personality of Godhead eye to eye, because if a person born in the family of dog-eaters immediately become eligible to perform bathing sacrifices. Yes, once the holy name of the Supreme Personality of Godhead or chants or him remembers, purport, hearing,